Now, the impetus for Elmo's rant seems to be the Department of Justice memo that has just been released that said the Epstein sex trafficking case was officially closed and that no new information would be forthcoming. And while Elmo is demanding that the files be released, Donald Trump's response is brought to you by the letters FU.
You still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. Are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable? You guys ran on it. Remember this?
We need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
This Epstein sex ring operation, I'm not letting it go ever. Ever.
Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are.
Why would you have to change your pants to let us know who the pedophiles are? And why wouldn't you be wearing pants while you're researching this? And that was before the Trump administration took power. And by the way, they were still hyping the Epstein files after they took power.
We have flight logs. We have information, names. That will come out.
President Trump has given a very strong directive, and that's going to be followed.
So people can expect actual movement on this. It's not just empty promises.
Oh, Donald Trump doesn't make empty promises.
Yeah, right.
Two of his wives and 10,000 unpaid contractors disagree. But these are all people who work for Trump that set the expectation. And I think because of that, surprisingly, MAGA world, for the first time in memory, isn't just slavishly acquiescing to Trump's reality distortion field.
Where did that whole case go? Where did all the files go? They just went nowhere? No one even believes that.
This stinks. This just reeks.
Something is horribly wrong here.
Pam Bondi needs to be fired.
Yes, Pam Bondi. The ringleader. She makes the decisions. The backlash wouldn't die. So Trump had to go back out and kill the backlash. Perhaps even making it look like a suicide. So this weekend.
You heard him, Jack. That's outrageous.
So this weekend, Trump tried to reason with his base using their shared love language, long, rambling Truth Social posts.
In a social media post, the president asked his followers, "What's going on with my boys and, in some cases, gals?"
Let me stop you right there. Not to be all woke, but I believe they prefer the terms bros and hoes. But sorry, go on. You were explaining why it was time to move on from the Epstein case.
Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, and more?
So, just to understand this, in a few months' time, we went from the Epstein files will expose the Democrats to the Epstein files were written by the Democrats and therefore can't be trusted, so let's move on. And then Trump brings up Hunter Biden's laptop as a reminder for all of us not to dwell on old conspiracy theories. What? Problem solved? Right, MAGA world? Well, let's test it scientifically.
How many of you are satisfied? You can clap. Satisfied with the results of the Epstein investigation? Clap. How many of you are not satisfied with the results of the investigation?
Let me hear everyone who thinks sex trafficking should still be prosecuted say, "Hell yeah!" Hell yeah! Who wants to know more about a cabal of elite sex criminals. Just the ladies. So MAGA World is now an open revolt. You want to know how bad it's getting out there? They're literally burning their MAGA army uniforms. Yeah. And you know there's just another guy standing next to him going, you know you got to flip them. That's your problem there. You got to flip them. But clearly, telling your base to just forget about Epstein isn't working. But if you know Trump, he can always just pivot to the classic Trump distraction. Throw something outlandish out there and watch the dogs chase the squirrel. I'm going to invade Greenland. I'm going to bomb Iran. He's going to try something big.
President Trump is reigniting his decades-long feud with comedian Rosie O'Donnell.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat. That's not going to be enough.
The president taking to his social media platform to write in part, quote, I'm giving serious consideration to taking away her citizenship. She's a threat to humanity and should remain in the wonderful country of Ireland if they want her.
Don't look at our inaction at prosecuting a sex trafficking ring to the rich and powerful. We must focus on the real issue. The denaturalization of the co-star of riding the bus with my sister.